I'm a happy, like the first day of summer vacation. Happy when I get some rest and relaxation.
Welcome to the very first Raising Happiness class. This is week one of theme one. There are 9 themes and 4 weeks in each theme, and this is the very first one. And we are going to start by talking about what happiness is and why happiness is important. This is going to be a short class with a really easy practice because you know it's the first week. So I hope you've seen the introductory video and that you've had time to find a happiness buddy or to start and join a happiness discussion group. To begin today, I'm going to define my version of happiness for you. And I do it because I want you to know that when I use the word happiness or happy, it's really just a handle for something much larger than what we normally think of as cheerfulness or something like that. So there are kind of 2 components to my definition of what makes up a happy life or a happy childhood, as the case may be. And it is, the first part is that a happy life is one that is full of a lot of different types of positive emotions. So happiness is just one type of positive emotion based in the present, and it kind of goes with contentment or peacefulness. Very important, but not the only thing. We also have really important positive emotions about the future, like excitement and anticipation, faith, optimism, hope. Really important for a happy life to have those things too. Also about the past, like gratitude, or about other people, like love and compassion. Very important for a happy life. And then we also have this whole great class of positive emotions that are kind of general about the world, that create a feeling of awe or inspiration or elevation. I love those emotions, and I think that they really do bring us a lot of happiness. So we are going to talk in this class about how to cultivate all those different types of positive emotions for yourself and for your children. Now, is a happy life one that means that we're just feeling positive emotions all the time? Of course not. Life is full of difficulty and challenge, and so part of being a happy person is having the ability to deal with challenges as they arise, deal with chaos, deal with disaster even. You know, the people, happier people tend to be able to overcome difficult situations and difficult emotions more quickly. And that is a great skill to have for a happy life. So now you know what happiness is to me. Why is happiness important? Now, I suspect that if you're taking this course, you already understand that happiness is important. But there, we also have a lot of research around how happiness functions in our lives and in our bodies. And so I thought I would share that a little bit with you because it gives you ammunition in a world that so values achievement and consumption above happiness. We don't live in a culture right now that values happiness first. Although, I don't know, there are people taking this class from all over the world, and so I can really only speak for the United States right now. But here's why happiness is really important. First of all, happy people tend to be more successful. They have more prestigious jobs, they earn higher salaries, they get better performance reviews, they tend to have more friends, they're more likely to be married and to stay married and to say that they're happily married if they are. So all things that many of us probably want for our children. It's not that happiness necessarily always causes success, but we know for sure that success is no guarantee, or achievement is no guarantee for happiness, and that if we start with happiness first, people are much more likely to fill their potential, for sure. We start with positive emotions. It helps people become the best that they can really be. And positive emotions function in 2 ways. There's all this great research on this by Barbara Fredrickson. She wrote the book Positivity, which you might like to check out. It's a great book. And what she's found is that positive emotions work well in our lives in 2 ways. first of all, they broaden the way that we think. When we are having a lot of positive emotions in our life, we tend to be more creative, better problem solvers, and broader thinkers. And the second way she's found that they function is that they build over time. Positive emotions compound in your body and in your life just the same way that stress might. So you know, if that you're under stress for a long period of time, it can be damaging and painful in the moment, but that the breakdowns can sometimes sort of snowball. And the same thing is true of positive emotions, that they tend to build resources for us, like strength and wisdom and resilience, the more positive emotions we have over time. So they function in the moment and they function over time. Now, we have found that all these positive emotions really help with that resilience factor that I was talking about before, that the quantity of positive emotions that a person has in his or her life is the single best predictor that we have of resilience, or the ability to meet a challenge or to overcome a failure. So I'm really delighted in this class to be able to teach you all about ways that we can bring more positive emotions into our lives. Most parents, in their heart of hearts, I know, really just want their kids to be happy. But just because we want our kids to be happy doesn't mean we necessarily know what it's going to take to get there. And sometimes I think of us all, like, being on roads to happiness, or at least we're trying to get to happiness, and we take lots of different types of paths to get there. And so this is a lot of what Aristotle was saying when he called happiness the chief good. By that, he meant that everything we do in life, we do because we think it will make us happier. So if we think about that, if we change jobs because we think that we'll be happier in the new job, or that we'll be happier if we have more money. If we move, it's because we think that we'll be happier in a bigger house or a smaller house or whatever the case may be. So we need to take a moment, I think, and think about this concept of there being different paths to happiness. Now, I have really good news for you. Good news and bad news. The good news is that we know now, beyond a shadow of the doubt, the types of paths which are highly likely for a lot of people to lead to happiness. So I'm going to teach them to you, and you're going to be able to teach them to your kids and practice the types of things you need to do to go along those roads. The bad news is that we are swimming in a culture that is teaching dead-end roads to happiness. That all around us, there are a lot of things that we do, and I think Aristotle is right. We do them because we think that they will ultimately bring our kids happiness, or us happiness in some way. But they aren't sure bets to it. So we're going to talk about those things as well. For your weekly practice, what I want you to do is think about whether or not you agree with Aristotle. Was he right in calling happiness the chief good? Is everything we do in life, do we do it because we want to be happier? And then think about the things. What else do you, besides happiness, do you want for your kids? Some of us are going to want our kids to be stellar soccer players or straight A students or to get into an Ivy League college. Whatever it is you want for your kids, why don't you reflect upon those activities? And I want you to be really practical about it. Think about it, not necessarily in the abstract, but what are you doing in your everyday life? What roads are you already on that you're doing because ultimately you want your kids to be happy? Or maybe there's something else there that you're going and you're not aiming for happiness. So let's take some time for reflection in terms of what it is you really want for your kids. I really look forward to having you on this journey with me. It is so fun to be on these roads to happiness. I'm gonna leave you today with two short quotations that I hope will inspire you in some way. The first one is from Sidney Harris, who said that happiness is a direction, not a place. Now, I know I've just been talking about how we're all on roads, and the assumption is that that road will lead somewhere, but it really doesn't. actually. We never arrive at a place called happy where we're happy all the time and then we never have to worry about any of this all the time. The point is that we're really on this path together forever, and it's really a fun place to go. So thinking about happiness being a direction, that we're aiming for happier and not a place. And the second quote that I'd like to leave you with today is from Holbrook Jackson, who said, "Happiness is a form of courage." Now, I think that this is important today and for this class in order to acknowledge that this is not always going to be totally easy. We live in a world that values achievement and consumption over everything else, and that is going to and prioritizing happiness over those things, that is sometimes going to create a little bit of conflict. It takes courage to prioritize happiness over things that other people might value more. So thank you for having the courage. I really look forward to this journey together.